Hey, you guys. Nice to be with you again. Welcome back, and thanks for sharing a little bit of your time with us. This is Richard Sachs. I'm the host from Lost Arts Radio here with Doug Diamond, who's holding the show together, taking care of all the technical parts, which are very critical. And this is a short little show that we added to kind of get a handle on what's going on in the outside world, which is a ridiculous idea that we could even do that in an hour a week. I mean, you know, forget it. We can't even probably go over all the main events in the world if we talked about it continuously from now until the next show next week. So what is it that we can do? Well, we can put a little bit of a different approach on understanding what's going on around us, because I don't know if you've noticed, but if you've watched any real news outlets during the week about current events in the country that you're in or in the world in general, not one of the mainstream ones, which is just there to kind of make you unaware of everything and dumb you down, but one of the real ones, and most of those are getting censored right now and just ripped off the internet. So we also have to be rather delicate about trying to explore anything that's really happening without joining them and getting censored off all the major platforms, which really doesn't do either one of us any good right now, because this is about communication. And you know that I've recommended for a long time this main newscaster whose name is enough to get you censored off the internet now, but it rhymes with Balex and the last name rhymes with Bones, and I'll let you have a few minutes to figure out who I'm referring to. But he's been kicked off almost all the main platforms, and yesterday, as the censorship heats up, showing that all these corporations are in league with each other and highly coordinated, way beyond what most of the conspiracy people even imagine. PayPal cut off his ability to take money for selling the products that he sells, which are really good. I bought quite a few of them over the years. And that it's highly illegal, but the current president is being blocked in going after these things as he normally would be doing. So it's a really interesting adventure that's happening around us, basically chaos and planned destruction by the powers in charge of the world, what I call the global rulers and people who call themselves the elite, but the really highest level of them are not even names that you've ever heard of. And some of the people, they don't even use regular names at all. So it's in the middle of that that we're having to figure out what's going on. And you can see all the national and world events from whatever country you're in as this very complex list of hundreds of different things happening. Or you can start putting them together in categories so that you can understand them better. And the only reason to really understand them better, in my opinion, is so that you can make better strategic decisions in your own life and see how you're going to respond. And some people think that they're being really advanced or spiritual or you know, universal or whatever they call it by not knowing about what's happening in the world, because they say, well, that's just being negative. In a way, I mean, it's being negative if you allow yourself to be sucked into the energy that goes with those facts. And that's something that we've discussed on Planetary Healing Club a lot. If you're leaving your emotional connection from the heart center to whatever you're looking at with your intellectual, analytical faculty, then yeah, doing that is going to drag you right down. And it's going to make you subject to just going crazy, which is the whole point, actually, and getting super depressed or fatalistic and thinking that there's nothing you can do that was going to make any difference. You're going to feel completely disempowered, like you don't matter as a person among 7 billion other people, and full of rage and anger, which you'll probably take out on people in your own life. And so, yeah, in that way, if you focus on those events with no discretion, it is probably pointless and negative. But that's not the only way to do it. So if you separate the emotional center and connect it to whatever is beautiful and uplifting and inspiring to you and leave it there, check it, make sure it's there, because if it is there, you're going to feel good starting like right now, no matter what's going on in the world. If you're not feeling good, you're not doing what I just described. But if you do that, then you have your analytical, strategic ability free to look at the horrors that are going on in the world, which they are, and make decisions based on them and get understanding that is not going to make you feel like jumping off your desk and in despair. So that's what I'm suggesting before we look at some nasty things happening around us. So I already mentioned the censorship, and that's a big one all over the world. Certainly the government of China is a big center of it, and these big tech giants that are taking a major part in the censorship and working with the world rulers toward a consolidated global tyranny, which they'll try to sell to the people as what the most direct path to world harmony and peace and everything wonderful. And they're just selflessly doing it for you, of course. And it's actually a step on the way for complete destruction. So the tech giant companies that, you know, that you're familiar with them, all the major platforms of social media and things like that, and big search engines, they are cooperating together to censor any real understanding of what's going on and try to make everybody, like, you know, even if you're not reading the major corporate newspapers, you basically are anyway, because if you're using the search engines and the other social media platforms and stuff that are being controlled together to make sure you don't get exposed to anything they disapprove of, it's like you're reading the corporate newspapers 24 hours a day, and that's part of what the plan is right now. And in America, that's a really important part of the plan, because they want to overthrow the current president and the number of people around him that's actually helping him, which is not that many. And in order to do that, they have to have the newscaster that I mentioned, which has the best comprehensive news worldwide that I've found so far. They have to have him off the air, because if they actually do a coup successfully in the U.S., which they're very close to right now, then they don't want him and all the people following him to report on it. And he's got tens of millions of people following him. So this is a big focus of theirs right now. And that's why they use all the other companies, banking, social media, transaction companies, all these other ones, to cooperate, to absolutely destroy a person and their business and their reputation, and teach everybody else that they're some monster, which is totally not true. And it's not just happened to that news person. It's happened to doctors that are brave enough to tell the truth. Some of them, they just say, forget all that detail work. We'll just kill them. And they do that. So this is the environment that we're working in. And if you let yourself get oppressed by that, in how you respond and how you feel, you'll be helping the global rulers complete this agenda of destruction, which is probably not the best thing to do. And so there's this subtle misunderstanding that if you even think about those things, or if you're even aware of them, then you're helping the negative forces. That your attention is, I've heard so many versions of this, your attention is helping them do all these bad things, and you should just think about wonderful things, and it won't matter that you're unaware of what's really going on. It's just a little misunderstanding that they have, that you have these two abilities that you can use simultaneously. And if you do that, now you're able safely to look at all the things that are actually happening. Corruption in the religious organizations, child trafficking, major drug networks that are run in cooperation with governments, the blackmail that's used to control the people in government, and all this kind of stuff, the geoengineering that's spraying toxic metals all over you, you know, day in and day out. You can look at that stuff and not be have your emotional stability and clarity ruined. And that's very valuable. If all you get from this show is that, and then you just don't listen, you actually do it, you've got something that'll radically change the remainder of your life for the better. So I want to focus on quality here, because we don't have time to go over everything that's happening in the world, and it wouldn't necessarily help you for us to do that at chipmunk speed, you know, or faster. What helps, I think, is to change things inside yourself, because not only does that allow you to understand what's going on in the world and also not be emotionally destroyed by it, which is understandable that you would be, because if you learn about even a millionth of what's going on in the world and you really feel it, you could become paralyzed or so furious you go out and just do terrible things yourself. And that's not going to be the best use of your time. So if learn to separate those faculties. I wrote a few notes just so that I don't totally forget everything I was going to tell you. I guess after mentioning, first of all, you need to learn to split those faculties. I don't think the mainstream news is going to remind you of that, so I'm trying to do that. And you can remind other people by becoming an example and actually doing it, finding out, oh yeah, this actually is possible and it does work and it changes everything. So do that. Second thing is acknowledging that the top level of the power structure is working intentionally toward destruction. It's not a technical oversight or the fact some people think, oh, they tell me the people in government can't even decide how to vote on a certain bill and they could never organize to do all these bad things. That's right. But the people above them can. And that's what they're doing. So, you know, don't fall for these misunderstandings. Look deeper at what's going on and then look for patterns. But in spite of the chaos and horror that our so-called leaders are intentionally imposing on everybody, including themselves, by the way, which is not super brilliant on their part. If you look under that and you look at nature, however you see that as spirit in it, and whether you believe in God officially or not, there's a spirit of beauty operating in nature that's always pulling toward harmony and healing and just high energy brilliance, beyond my ability to describe. And it's really put together so that it could be an incredibly good experience here for everybody. The same with your body. You know, even though the bodies are mostly sick, and I heard Dr. Bergman say something like 54% of the young kids now have a permanent degenerative condition that they won't recover from in this lifetime. All this unnatural garbage is happening, but that's not the design. That's not the potential. And just like the world and nature are capable of just being this continuous demonstration of beauty beyond what we could even describe, your body's the same way. And it's not designed to be sick and to break down. And all these, I hear all these authorities coming on the air and saying, well, yeah, if you're a man, by the time you're 20 or 30, your major hormones are going to be down, along with your muscle mass and healthy tissue, are going to be down 1% every year from then on. But don't worry about it, because that's all normal aging. Except that they're completely incorrect. That's not right. What's common is not the same as what's normal. Those are two totally different concepts. It's just that people don't usually think very deeply and they say, well, everybody's, you know, getting this disease, so that must be normal. And then they look in the genetics, and which they now have the ability to identify the various genes, and they say, well, okay, it's caused by this gene. There's nothing you can do about it, but you should take drugs anyway because that makes you healthier, and you should get yourself injected with these incredible poisons and do it to your children too. That's really going to be great. They don't have the slightest clue of what's going on, and they're victims of what I think they call it education, you know, starting below kindergarten if they can at preschool and then running through elementary school where you really get messed up most of the time and into high school. And I'm on this education thing because we've had some great guests recently on education. And into college, and you're told that that's going to be really advanced understanding, right? No, that's, I mean, I'm in the middle of that stuff right now in that world, and forget that the professors, even the students, are almost completely unable to access common sense or to think clearly, but they are very complex, and they can list all these things from the acceptable journals and authority figures and government agencies that are told to us that they're incorruptible and unquestionably accurate, like CDC and WHO and all these different government authorities that in actual fact are like so far beyond the corruption you could imagine, that citing them as a reference for a university document is just completely ridiculous. But the most ridiculous stuff is done with a straight face, and it's covered on the corporate news as if it was serious, and in fact with a lot of emotion, showing that these people who question it are complete maniacs and, you know, radicals and anti-science and all that stuff. So regular common sense gets completely lost. And but if we're looking at it and trying to understand it, we see the horrors that are going on and the hellish stuff that is intentionally created. But underneath that is this other thing. You know, it's the harmony and beauty of nature. Dr. Bergman really is good to look at for health. He's got a lot of free videos on YouTube, Dr. John Bergman, I believe, and he's a chiropractor, but he's got a lot more insight than most doctors and a lot of practical information that you can use. I heard him talking about autism today and how you're not supposed to connect it with injections of, I'm not going to say the V word because I'm really trying not to be kicked off immediately off these major platforms. By the way, if we are, go to real.video and find our channel there. That's an alternative to the major platforms. Not going to be censored easily anyway. And our main site, lostartsradio.com, it leads you everywhere else. But so the body and nature are designed for harmony and healing. And it's not that they're just, the body, for example, is not just a piece of meat, technically alive, but inert, unconscious. No, everything has consciousness in it. We don't have time to get into that in detail in the show, but that's a huge clue to understanding everything. And as long as we use the body, and it's designed to stay in great condition. And I know we're supposed to be talking about news, but believe me, this is going to be relevant and useful in how you relate to what's going on in the world. So the body's designed to repair itself, to renew the tissues. Bergman was saying, some lady came in and was talking about her arthritis and saying, well, the doctor said, I am pretty old, you know, I'm over 50 or something, so I should be getting all these degenerative diseases. And Bergman was saying, yeah, your joints are about like 18 months old or something. Because see, the tissues keep renewing. So how come everybody's falling apart physically? That should make you think about that and stop long enough from racing around trying to keep up with your schedule to ask questions. And like the old 1960s bumper sticker said, not only question authority, but question everything. That's supposed to be the basis of science, by the way. That's what leads to discovery. And it's the same thing that's the basis of spiritual exploration, not a memorized belief system. Because that's going to lead you to finding out what's true. But the main point of all that is that while we're here in this particular body for a little while, it's going to feel like a few minutes when it's over. We're designed to potentially experience this lifetime as something totally incredible. And with that, if you can tune into that so that you experience it more and more, then that same level of consciousness and wisdom that you have, even if you don't say anything about it, is going to revolutionize your relationships with everybody in your life. So it could be totally amazing. There's a natural healing energy that we're designed to be experiencing all the time, and it would saturate every word and everything that you did, and even when you were quiet. And as far as resources go, that there's all kinds of wars fighting over resources and stuff. The earth is incredibly rich, and there are all kinds of resources in massive supply. Some are being regenerated all the time, like oil and water and things like that. You're not supposed to really understand that, but it's true. there it would be easy to grow enough super quality food for everybody. In almost every country, it could be produced in greenhouses all over the place where the weather was extreme. We wouldn't need any chemical fertilizer. Chemical fertilizer has never been needed. People talk about pesticides, but it's the fertilizer that makes the pesticides look necessary. And then they go saying this ridiculous stuff. Well, of course, science knows you have to poison your food in order to not have everyone starve. That should strike you as having something wrong with it, not to mention GMOs. And so there's a totally different way to grow food, which was the way that was designed in nature, much more productive than chemical fertilizers anyway. And the same thing with energy, which is a big source of conflict worldwide. But see, the rulers at the top level know that there are free and clean energy technologies that have been perfected for the last 100 years and more. And again, you're just not supposed to know about that. And I've personally met people who are involved in various sources of these technologies. Mostly they're hiding if they're still alive. And the ones that decided not to hide and thought, I'm thinking of a guy that demonstrated running a car on water all over the country in America. No question, it worked. It works fine. It's been known for a long time. That isn't even one of the most advanced technologies. And government agents met him and killed him, and that was the end of that story. Well, almost the end. I mean, his family had some documents that they saved, and they were going to sell those for a lot of money, and they auctioned him off. And very soon, the investment group that bought those papers and were going to do something with them, they all died. So that's the real energy policy of the country and most of the world, not coming from the elected leaders primarily, but from the real bosses that are far above that level. But that energy technology has been available. It's not something, well, we hope we'll discover it, and then it would take a long time to make it reliable and large scale. That's fake. That's not true. Listen to the YouTube lectures of Stephen Greer online when you get a chance, if you're interested in that. There'd also be no need with the technologies that are available for regular fuel to produce transportation like gasoline or diesel or anything like that. It hasn't been needed for, as I say, over 100 years, and there are old civilizations that have had these advanced technologies a lot more than 100 years ago. And the idea that we need the microwave technologies for good communication and high-speed information exchange and stuff, that was never true. Those are designed in harmony with what Barry Troer has described as the weaponized microwave frequencies that were perfected before World War II. So if we went back to those technologies, then they wouldn't be polluting the world, because there's no shortage of oil. That was a fake. But burning oil is a really stupid way to produce energy. It's almost as stupid as using nuclear energy to boil water, which is the way nuclear power plants work, the ones that I know of anyway. And we wouldn't need plastic anything, because that just makes a complete mess all over the planet. We would have completely degradable materials, and the hormone-disrupting chemicals would not be released from the plastics. BPA was only one of thousands. It's one that got caught. So the others are still out there. Even a lot of BPA is still out there. It's on a lot of the cash register receipts that you rub your skin on, and it's absorbed by the body. Don't do stuff like that. None of that has been ever really necessary. Real health information would result in almost no degenerative disease at all. You wouldn't be susceptible to infectious diseases. You don't need more injections for that. You need to learn how health works. And so that's suppressed. And the doctors that are brave enough to even talk about tiny bits of it, a lot of them just get murdered. And, you know, shoot them, get shot twice in the chest, and it's called suicide. And so when the real information is released on health issues, part of that is about consciousness, not just about the laws of nature for the physical body, because if you don't change your conscious perspective on all this, then you run into issues of addiction and habit, and trying to, even if you intellectually know what's good to do with your body for health, it's hard to do it because you have habits that are taking over, and there are ways to completely be free of those. Positive technologies do exist now. We've had various inventors on the show who have designed these positive frequency emitters in scalar energy and other types of machines that will actually help harmonize the weather. Some of them can counteract the pollutants that are being dumped across the sky every day that you hopefully are aware of. But ultimately, stronger than those good technologies is you as a human. Most of what we actually have as abilities are subconscious or unconscious now. And if and when that opens up, then we can do more than virtually any technology just by ourselves. We're not the limited, stupid, dependent beings that we're taught that we are. There are already vehicles that are perfected that work on consciousness, not fuel. And the vehicle itself has consciousness interacting with the person. And they have very interesting abilities as far as how they can be maneuvered and things like that. Primary water, you may have heard of. I think there's a site that's called primarywater.something, maybe .org or .com. You can look it up. It's the understanding that water is being constantly produced at deep levels in the earth, and there are ways to locate it and bring it up. And instead of that, the authorities, and especially in places where they're destroying the geography, like, for example, in California right now, there's been a concerted effort for years to destroy that the habitability of that state, and it's still going on. They're dumping powdered metals, more or less explosive metals, on the forests and on targeted homes and things like that, and then triggering fires, and then changing the zoning laws so the people can't move back. This should make you think, why would that kind of destructive evil be going on? So we'll get to that. But the only reason that it's even worth knowing about it is knowing where the weak spot in it is and what you can actually do, not somebody else, but you, to help counteract it. And there's a lot. And I know I have to go fast because our time's half over right now. Unlimited technical abilities emerge with consciousness. So why is the world not, like a paradise now? And I think you could say that if we were all self-aware, or even if some of us were self-aware, I don't know what number we need, but a certain critical mass, then it would be. So what's the barrier? Why are we not self-aware? Well, almost, it's not really because of the oppressive rulers, the global rulers, because we're way more powerful than they are. There's not even a slight comparison. They're not strong enough to hold you down. They really don't have a chance, and they know that. And their biggest fear is that you might figure out you know it. It's like somebody just showed me this old fable of the elephant being trained in India. When the elephant's a baby, they chain it to a tree or something that it can't move, and pretty soon it stops trying to get away, and it says, when this chain's around my ankle, I think elephants have ankles, right? About that high above their foot. And it says, I can't get away. So when it gets big, and it could just pull the tree right out of the ground, they take this little tiny stick and put it in the ground with a rope on it and put it on the elephant. And the elephant says, I can't move. I remember I tried when I was a kid and it didn't work. So that's how they can tie an elephant to a little stick in the ground. If you don't want to try that with an elephant that's not trained, but they're all the ones in captivity, they train like that. So we're the elephant in that case. And you can't just say it and break free. You have to do some work to change the programming inside. But anyway, we talked about unlimited technology being possible, unlimited resources, primary water, abundance in general. So almost everybody's operating in obedience to these programs in the back of your mind, like the rope with the adult elephant. And it comes in a couple of different kinds. One is that all of us are programmed intentionally to think of ourselves as helpless victims. Certainly, you may have heard that people of minority, so-called minority groups, are trained to think of themselves as victims, and they're just oppressed. There's nothing they can do. They have to hate all the other people because of that. It's just so stupid. But it's not just minorities. It's everybody. That we're supposed to think that we're helpless, limited, stupid, temporary beings. None of that was ever true. But there's another kind of program, too, that's in operation. And that is that the people who are at the upper levels of the power structure, who are intentionally doing this, you know, overseeing all these negative programs, are doing it because they have been programmed that if they do this and destroy us, that it's going to be great for them. And they're going to find out that they miscalculated for the reason that they weren't taught about other laws of nature that are more powerful than the global rulers, and they're not going to have a good situation happening. So, but, you know, they wanted power and a sense of accomplishment and well-being, control over everybody else, and they'll all end up backfiring. But we don't want to really wait for that to run its course, because even though it's going to backfire in the end, it creates a big mess while they're doing it, which is happening right now. The reason that it has to eventually not work is because it conflicts with who even the bad people really are underneath. And the inner consciousness that is really coming from who they are is going to create a reaction that some people call it karma, other people call it reaping things you sow, and every thought and word and deed that you have has a reaction on yourself in addition to the other person. And once you understand that, you want to stop doing that and reverse what you're doing to actually try to help everybody. So that inner consciousness makes it unnecessary for any nasty God to punish you for anything, because that consciousness is going to take you into a situation where you're going to learn one way or another. And what right now in this point in world history, the chaos that's going on is really extreme, and the programming is extreme. Belief systems have replaced real awareness. The rulers at the very top, far above the elected leaders and the people that you know about, they are actually doing this not for money, but on a religious basis. If you understand this, you understand all these issues that are going on in the world. And even though we couldn't touch a fraction of them in an hour, if you get this, you're going to start having a lot of clarity on all of them. It's not going to be confusing. The rulers are actually worshiping a dark power. You can call it satanic, but the word really doesn't matter that much. It's worshiping evil, by which I mean intentionally causing pain, distress, destruction, and misery, and that's what they're into. And they have been programmed by peer pressure and the belief that comes from real entities that they are worshiping, who are also misled on their level, but that's another story, because everybody's the same underneath, not the same personality wise you're totally unique, but the same life essence, the spirit that enlivens everybody, is even in the bad people, because there's nowhere else for it to come from. But they've just got really heavy duty programming, and so do we. So what do they believe and do to obey, to worship this dark power? You know, my conclusion after 50 or more years of investigating what they're doing and what we can do and who we are and what the laws of nature are and how they work to fix your body, get your energy back, and then use that as a foundation for your real internal work. My conclusion is they believe in sacrifice. It's a doctrine that has been in scriptures all over the place throughout history. The basic idea is that you kill something innocent, an animal, a person, the more innocent the better. And the more innocent they are, the more spiritual benefit you get from killing them exactly the right way. and they believe it 100%. So they believe that they're the chosen elite ruling race, and that, and they come from all physical races. It's not like that. It's just because they're in on what they think is this higher truth, that they're the chosen ones, and that their job for everybody's benefit is to eliminate us in these really horrible ways. So that's what they're doing. That's what's behind geoengineering at the top levels. You know, I'm not saying that weathermen that are lying and the fake scientists that are saying how great it is for the Earth, they're not the ones in charge at all. You could get every fake scientist to change their mind and agree with you. It wouldn't slow it down one bit. The people that are running it are way, way higher up, and they're the ones that are doing it for the purposes that I mentioned. It also explains chemical agriculture, which is rampant all over the country. Chemical agriculture is a disaster. It's not feeding the world. GMOs, forget it. They're so ridiculous of an idea that it's obviously meant for to destroy life on the planet. But even regular chemical agriculture is completely disastrous. And I'm not saying the farmers doing it are bad. They're mostly great people like all the rest of us, but they've been educated the wrong way, thinking that synthetic chemicals are going to make the ecosystem in the soil produce a good crop that's going to make people healthy from eating it. And that's wrong. And that also produces unbalanced crops that bring the insects in to destroy them, which is part of nature. And then it looks like you have to use poison to get rid of those insects and diseases. And it's a subtle cycle that they've fallen into. And it's very much like the cycle of thinking that to get your body healthy, you have to put toxic chemicals in it, which you eat or you inject through hollow needles. That's as ridiculous as the idea of poisoning your food before you eat it, poisoning your body directly. I mean, it's not that the doctors are bad. Most of them really think that's a good idea. And they have great skill in areas like putting you back together after trauma or when you get hit by a car or something. But their understanding of health has been destroyed by their education. Some of them come out with their understanding intact, and they're still able to have common sense and do real exploration, and they become great teachers, a lot of them. But the vast majority are completely out to lunch and every other possible meal you could think of. Their understanding of health is, you know, not good. Sorry for the barking noise. I hope it's not interrupting too much. This is a real life dogs outside the real life window here. It's just, you know, not quite as high tech of a studio as it could be. But anyway, dirty energy and dirty energy technology, nuclear power. The recent hurricane threatened to wipe out the east coast of the U.S. I guess it didn't happen because it's still there. But the idea of putting nuclear power plants anywhere on the planet would be insane, except it's not insane, it's intentional. It's insane by the engineers and people that do it because they should know better. But modern higher education makes one of its main purposes is to wipe out common sense and to teach you that that's anti-science, anecdotal, subjective, emotional, whatever. And to be a good scientist, and I know this because I was taught the same thing, that you have to make sure you have no opinion and no emotion, and then you're really on your way to being a pretty smart person. And that's so ridiculous. I mean, that's beyond buying beachfront property in Arizona, right? But everybody's being taught that. So the dirty energy technology was never necessary. Greatly advanced forms have existed long ago. Nuclear power was a crime to ever start it at all. Microwave weapons technology in the form of your cell phone, your Wi-Fi, all that stuff, that was never necessary. There are other frequencies that don't hurt your body, that don't jam the communication between your cells. This is just an extension, as Barry Trower has said on the archives of Lost Arts Radio. This is intentionally designed to hurt you. And one of its best camouflages, the reason we don't all know it, and these really learned scientific people say, oh, no, it's all approved by the right aid. That is so stupid. I mean, I'm not saying the scientists as that say that are stupid because they're good people, but their programming is really stupid because these agencies are so corrupt you can't imagine, and they're just going along with the destruction in exchange for favors and money and to avoid blackmail results and stuff like that. So that there are other ways of communicating, but as long as this Wi-Fi and microwave stuff is out there and they're working on the smart grid, and it's actually the stupidest grid you could make, unless you were doing it for destruction, and then maybe it is smart. Don't ever put your cell phone, this is just my suggestion, against your head. Most people still do that. It's not smart. It's not smart in the real sense. Don't ever carry it in your pocket. Don't ever put it on your body, or like in gyms, women typically put them in their bras. This is really a bad idea. Don't let it on your body. Don't even have it in your hand any more than you have to. This is a radiation device, and it's not friendly. Put it on, if you have to use it, put it on a table. Turn it on speakerphone and use it that way. Or the next best thing might be an air connection with, you know, earphones or something, but don't have it on your body. And turn off the Wi-Fi in your house. This is another suggestion that would be really good for you to do. And don't use devices that can't be hardwired. You know, wire them all for to the Ethernet cable, and don't use tablets and stuff that are only Wi-Fi unless you can convert them to wired. There's a site called Scientists for Wired Technology that you might like to look at. If you want more detail, we had one of their main guys on our show recently, Paul G. It was really good. This is the reason for all the fake Wi-Fi. It's not because the scientists are dumb. They're going along with it, which is not too bright, but they're not the cause. They're not the cause at all. This is intentional. This is the reason for the fake education, the fake science, the programmed entertainment that puts up archetypes, people for you to emulate. And most of them are the fastest, best killers. They're just not good, role models. And they're up there on purpose, especially for the kids. Even the women heroes are mostly killers. Disempowering programs to give you a fake identity is what it's about. This is where the constant agenda for war comes from, and including the ultimate, Joel Skousen and others have talked about that the ultimate plan of the world rulers is to have Russia and China attack the U.S. That's why the U.S. has to act so bad right now. The current president's really not going along with that, and that's bothering him a lot. But the plan, which they intend to get back on track shortly when they get rid of him, is to have Russia and China attack the U.S., have worldwide nuclear war, and then the hidden weapons come out to bring peace and harmony and stability by total tyranny and a consolidated world government. One part that Joel doesn't get to, I don't think he's fully aware of it, is that the plan after that is complete extinction of life on the planet. It's really not very friendly. But there are, countermeasures, solutions, things that we can do. And it's not just the well-known heroes that can do it. It's actually you. And you can ask yourself, how far are you convinced that you're unimportant and all these world events are so far over your head and, there's nothing you can do except just hope for the best and, stuff like that. That's not true. And this is the secret. More than the hidden technology, the clean energy that is being suppressed, technology to do that, more than the fact that they overcame gravity issues for flying around in 1954 or something like that, more than the real health information. From what I found, this is the biggest secret if you want to take away something. And the biggest secret that they absolutely are very afraid that you will find out eventually or sooner is who you are, because it's not your body. It's not your personality. It's not these programmed thoughts and emotions that are going on in your mind 24/7 to keep you hypnotized. It's not any of that stuff. It's something incredible. And it's not limited except by your own beliefs of limitations. And there are ways to release it. So if you separate from the program, you learn how to do that, and you find the real self-healing information, and you start getting your health back. See, what I'm trying to do here, the reason I'm not just going through a list of all the terrible things that are happening in the world is I don't think that's going to fix it. You know, it's not like waiting for the biggest protest so that everything will just, the rulers will say, well, okay, this protest was so big, we're just going to have to change and start being good. I don't think they're going to do that. I don't think they can be stopped by force at the moment, not from us anyway. Because they hope that we try that. They hope that we try to take back every country for its own people, for freedom and sanity by force. But they say, yeah, please do that. Because then we can use the weapons that you haven't even seen yet to just wipe you out, and it's justified because you went crazy and, you know, just went out and started destroying everything and attacking. So I don't think that's a way to do it. And what's really destroying everybody is their own programming of, not only do they feel that they're weak, and I should say we, all of us, are subject to this, but they also fall for belief systems, you know, that are horrible. And religions, sometimes major religions, that say everybody that's not a member of your religion, God wants them murdered or at least made into slaves. And I'm not going to mention the religion that's mostly doing that right now because we get banned today. You're not supposed to ever hear about that, but you may be able to figure out what I'm talking about. People actually believe that to go to paradise and to make God happy, you have to kill several groups of people. One is that anybody who doesn't agree with you and join your religion or become your slave, at least, that can get them off the hook too. Or the people that quit your religion, they have to all be murdered to make God happy and get you into paradise. Or if they have the wrong sexual preference, they have to be killed, obviously. There are actually belief systems that are saying this, and people really into it and saying, wow, that's right. I'm joining right now. They do. And that radical religious terrorism that is going on is not radical. It's following the scriptural dictates to the letter in the instance that I'm talking about. So the fact that billions of people would fall for that, more than something about the belief system, it says something about the strength of the programming. You have to be so out of touch with who you are to even consider something like that. You're practically an unconscious zombie, and that can be cured. Everybody can be cured. It's not like the bad people are, you know, beyond hope or anything. No. You can't kill what you really are, no matter how dumb we get. So I'm saying that even the people that are falling for these things, they're as much victimized as everybody, as anybody else, and that can be cured. So if you learn about what these things are to separate from the programs and you apply them to yourself, then you have a very powerful influence on the other people, including the ones doing the intentional destruction. And just by your presence, that will become so powerful that you can have an effect. So I'm saying, yeah, we can talk about any number of horrible things going on in the world, and it's important to understand basically what it is. But the more important thing is, what are you going to do personally, besides wait for everybody else to fix it, that you personally can contribute to turning this around? And instead of on the way to extermination that these guys plan to make hell on earth, and they're a long way toward that right now, but they have a lot more to do, they're really setting a good example of how devoted they are to their work. Everything is focused on destruction. So why don't we take help from their example and be dedicated to making the opposite? We have the ability to create heaven on earth if we find out who we are and start applying what we're really capable of. And it's the greatest fear of the rulers that you would ever find out. It's really you who is the key person. I'm not saying that metaphorically or, you know, in some symbolic mean. I mean it literally. And we're so programmed. Look at how programmed you are when you hear that, you know, if you think, oh, you know, he's just saying that. It can't be me. I'm just a regular old person who can't do anything, you know. But it's not true. And the biggest fear of the people in charge is that you're going to find out and then act on it. So once you grasp how these things fit together and the reason that these what looks like incredibly stupid things are being done, like who could be dumb enough to invent nuclear power, right? And then promote it as being clean and cheap and like they say about all the bad things, effective, safe and effective, right? It's the people who go along with it and the well-intentioned scientists and everything, and that same with the weathermen and the farmers and everybody, they're trying to do good. But the people at the top, it's part of the ritual sacrifice that they're doing step by step. And we have to get awake enough to realize what's going on and then realize the built-in solution that we have. Because why would people fall for any of this stuff, even now? And it's because, and why would the rulers encourage it, you know, if they knew that by instigating programs of destruction against humanity, people in the UN, for example, coming up with these injection programs, I'm not going to say the V word, don't want to get kicked off yet, they come up in the UN and other organizations with programs to go to India or Africa and promote these programs as health programs, and they try to inject this stuff into women that all become infertile and have miscarriages or abort the babies or whatever. How could they be that horrible to do stuff like that? And there's two answers. The ones that are following it have just been trained to trust authority, even if it's ridiculous stuff coming from the authority. They just trust it because how could all of their higher education be wrong, right? But it's all wrong. And the ones above them who are knowingly giving the orders that they know will sterilize all these women by deception, which they've already done in a lot of places, they say, well, the general population wouldn't understand. They're just on an emotionally unstable level. So we scientists, we technocrats, we people that know about what's really best for humanity, for their own good, we really have to do this to them. But the people above that, far above that, they know that, yeah, we're going to kill you all. And they're doing it to accomplish that. And it's because they're victimized by a program as well. And they really believe that that's going to end up with some really good spiritual benefits from doing the sacrifice. And they're going to find out in an unpleasant way that that's not true. But why should they have to wait and go through all that? They're just like us. They're just subject to different programs. So if we want to help them, which we should, because we could be doing what they're doing real easily. If we, you know, we think, oh, we're really good people and they're horrible and we want them to go to hell forever and be tortured for permanently because they're so... No, that's a misunderstanding. And I understand where it comes from. But the programming is intense. And if we were looking out through their eyes and their background and their programs and their experiences and their emotions, we'd be there doing what they're doing. And in fact, they did an experiment, and I forget what it was called. It came up in a show recently that it was, I think, done at Stanford. And they set up this realistic-looking lab with a partition, and the people coming in would be on one side and this controlling brilliant scientists would be on the other side, invisible. And they offered to pay the students, I don't know, $10 or $20 or something, if they would be the technician where the people walked in. Well, no, the people were already there who had signed up for the experiments. And they would ask them questions and give them an electric shock if they got the wrong answer. And the scientist said, all right, give them this voltage, give them this voltage. And they would take it all the way up to where they killed the person with the electric shock. And because the authority figure, the scientist, was telling them to do that, they found that the average person would absolutely follow that order and would do the shock to kill the person, even though they hadn't done anything bad at all. It was a testament to the depth and efficacy of the programming. So you can't, in my experience, just go up to somebody, whether they're a chemtrail pilot or a school teacher teaching stuff that's stupid, or, you know, medical person giving deadly medicine, toxic chemicals as drugs. You can't just go up to them and start arguing and fighting about it and get any good results. All you're going to get is more animosity, and the person's going to just think that you're crazy. So the only place I can see to get in is internally. And this is really hard to express in any sensible way, but if you get back your connection to your internal level of consciousness of who you really are, all these natural abilities that we lost are going to come back to you. And just your presence is going to have a massive effect on the whole world. It's just like there's a clue, again, in what the destructive guys are doing, setting up these cell towers and trying to get 5G installed everywhere. Well, the people who know what 5G is, and again, there's a lot of sources for that on the internet now, they know it's to destroy life, not just humans, but insects, trees, everything is negatively affected. Well, they're putting a real big part of their effort into the destruction through frequency. Well, that's not the only kind of frequency there is. There is another kind that is so powerful and so positive and healing and harmonizing that there's no comparison, is vastly more powerful than any kind of cell tower or NEXRAD facility or private security secret Wi-Fi or whatever they can set up. And that is a biological and consciousness-based system that is inside you. And if you get interested enough to turn that on again, I don't even think 5G is going to be able to do what they want it to do. So the bottom line is that, yeah, there is all this terrible stuff happening in the world, and I wouldn't even want to say some of it on air. It's so sickening. But you're not supposed to fall for self-destruction in response to that, or feeling wiped out and depressed or hopeless, or like you're limited and stupid and helpless and you need the experts to run your life. That's what they want you to respond with. So you should respond with the opposite. Force is not the only way to do things. There's a force that is at your command if you can relax enough and tune to it. I don't think there's any point in knowing what's going on in the world unless you're going to do something in a positive response. And I'm saying that that exists and you can do it. So find out. Learn and apply it, get your health back, and then start getting your internal awareness back. You can do them both at once, actually. And make your contribution to humanity, because everybody actually is waiting on you. Doesn't sound possible, but there's some really amazing stuff going on, and that's one thing that's true. So thank you for being, you know, with us for this hour. I really appreciate it. Thanks for letting me be here with you. And remember, there's a Sunday show tomorrow night, 6 o'clock Pacific and 9 o'clock Eastern, lostartsradio.com. The club meeting for people who are already wanting to get into applying some of this stuff starts in half an hour. You're welcome if you ever feel like you want to join us for that. There's also all kinds of free videos on the major platforms, plus on Real Video. And hopefully you'll find some of those interesting and useful. So anyway, have a great week. I really appreciate you being here, and I'll see you next time.